Stephen Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
There is such a thing as zombie raccoons, and it's terrifying people all around the country. A guy named Robert Hogshell was playing with his dogs in their yard when he noticed a raccoon coming their way. He got the dogs inside, but the raccoon came right up to his front door, and this raccoon would stand up on its hind legs, which he'd never seen a raccoon do before, and then he would show his teeth and then fall over backwards and go into like a comatose state.
It's really freaky.
Almost like a fainting goat.
You say that's a zombie. That's just a drunk-ass raccoon.
But Youngstown police received at least 14 similar reports in March alone. Most of the calls have come during daylight hours, which is even more odd because raccoons traditionally come out at night. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources say the animals probably have distemper. Cook County, Illinois has seen an outbreak of raccoons with distemper. And canine distemper is a viral illness that has no known cure, but the fact that these zombie raccoons are falling over, going to this comatose state, and then get back up and do it again.
But it's creepy because, like you said, like they show their teeth, and it's like on its hind legs.
It's just more viral marketing for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Is that what it is?
Rocket Raccoon, man. You know, he's tired of losing all the merch sales to Groot, man. Big Groot, just so cute.
He's so adorable.
All right, so it's a well-known fact here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show that Sylvia is a terrible driver.
Horrible.
Just the worst.
You guys never ridden with me before.
There's a reason, because we value our lives.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go through the list of what they call the 10 trickiest driving maneuvers, and you tell me if you think you'd be able to pull these off.
Okay.
All right, so parking on the left side, like on a one-way street. Could you park on the left side of the street?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Making an emergency stop.
Define emergency stop.
Like having to use your emergency brake.
I don't even know where the emergency brake is on my car.
Okay, just slamming on the brakes to avoid a crash.
I got that.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah,
You could slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
Going around a traffic circle.
Oh, all day. I could do that at 60 miles an hour.
Every day he does that on Buffalo just before 6 a.m.
No, I don't.
Las Vegas police.
No, I don't.
Jeez. I have. Like the roundabouts, right?
Yeah. Are you comfortable with those?
Yeah.
I feel like you're the type of person that would go and stop and block the entire roundabout.
No.
Yeah. when you park traditionally, do you get close enough to the curb?
Yeah.
You're lying.
You're such a liar.
You're such a liar. Anytime that Sylvia looks up, she's lying.
Wait, such a liar.
Like if you're parallel parking.
Oh, I can't parallel park.
Okay.
But
All right.
But I can get close to the curb.
Okay.
If you can't parallel park, then you can't get close enough to the curb.
I don't parallel park, though. I go just forward.
Okay.
I park forward.
Can you reverse in a straight line?
No.
I would say that used to be way harder when we didn't have backup cameras.
Yeah.
Like, that backup cameras, game changer on so many things.
Oh, they're great.
I don't think they're awesome. I rented a car not too long ago, and it didn't have a backup camera.
And it's such a task to turn around.
Here's the thing.
My neck.
You don't know that you're losing your ability to do that until it's gone.
Right.
And once you just get acclimated to, there should be a camera here, and then there's not.
A lot of people don't even look back anymore.
I don't.
They just start looking back, and then do you have the sensors where it'll beep if somebody's coming?
Mine doesn't beep, but I got the, you know.
Mine doesn't beep either.
The graphics on my backup camera.
So it'll alert you. Mine, like if there's somebody coming, even if it's like a rapid rate of speed.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I do have the blind spot monitor.
It'll start beeping.
See, that's cool.
And in my wife's car, if you're coming up on something that's stopped, even if it's a ways in front of you while you're just driving down a surface street, it'll start beeping if you're not braking.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, to give you the heads up. Like, hey,
I know you're texting.
Yeah, pay attention.
Wake up.
Pay attention. All right, can you reverse into a parking spot, Sylvia?
No. I haven't even tried.
You've never tried?
I've never tried. Because I know it's It's a no-go.
I don't like
doing reverse around a corner?
Maybe.
I want to drive.
So you still stand by your statement that you're not a terrible driver?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to try the...
I'm safe. No one's died.
Have you ever been in an accident?
They've always hit me.
Uh-huh.
Swear to God.
Mm-hmm. You
They've
and
always
homie.
Hit me.
Okay. All
They've
right.
always hit me.
So you have been in an accident.
It wasn't my fault.
How many?
Two.
Two. They've always hit you.
It was not my fault.
Uh-huh.
I want to get on a closed circuit course and do like drive like a, you know, one of those old school Ford Tauruses that they used to have for the cop cars or
yeah.
no, the Crown Vics, excuse
the
me.
Crown Vic.
The Crown
yeah,
Vics
yeah.
and try to pull uh-huh. that going into reverse and then flipping it around to go yeah. and drive the like the J turn.
Uh-huh.
I want to try that.
That
I'll probably roll
awesome.
I'll probably roll that bitch, but you know, worth it.
Worth it. Totally worth,
worth it.
It. How'd you get paralyzed? Well, let me tell you a cool ass story, boy. One final thing. A Kickstarter was fired up because they were introducing something called a Saxmonica.
A Saxmonica?
And they were looking to raise $6,000. It's a pocket saxophone. It's like a harmonica and a saxophone put okay. together. So their original goal was $6,000. And so far, they've raised about $55,000 because everyone is on board with the idea of a Saxmonica.
Do we have some sound, what they sound like?
I sure do. Hell yes.
No.
Yes.
It's very seductive.
Yes, yes. I'm
hell
taking my
no.
pants off right now.
Right?
If there wasn't yeah. a backing band, that would sound like
no.
garbage.
Uh-huh.
That would sound like garbage. What are you talking
beat.
About?
Just listen to that.
It's great. Love it.
Sounds like a duck throwing
no,
up.
No, it doesn't.
Being homeless just became way more cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
An airline co-pilot was sucked halfway out of an aircraft cockpit when its windshield shattered during a flight. Good Lord. This happened over in China. The captain and his crew were praised for making an emergency landing after the incident, which occurred at 30,000 feet above Tibet. The windshield was blown off. I know, right? The co-pilot got sucked out of the cockpit but remained calm.
Oh.
Like, hey, Jim, could you pull me back in, please? Thank you. The co-pilot suffered scratches and a sprained wrist. And a flight attendant was also injured, but none of the plane's 119 passengers were injured, and the aircraft landed safely in southern China. Police are still investigating as to why. But, you know, this is the second time in a handful of weeks that we've heard of, you know, windows blowing open during mid-flight.
It's a little scary.
There's been a couple maintenance things happening with Southwest also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my air carrier of choice. I love flying Southwest. We gotta just make sure this is cool. Again, hey guys, let's not mess this up.
Thank you for the $59 ticket to Southern California. However, I prefer to arrive alive.
Yeah. And not sucked out of a plane.
Yes. So this is pretty.
Does that count as the Mile High Club for that pilot?
No, you got sucked out on an airplane. It's different.
Oh.
So this audio is pretty great. This one was getting proposed to, and it's by her longtime boyfriend. They have a 3-year-old son together, and they were, of course, recording the proposal because most people do that in this day and age. And she says that her son stole the show because while dad was down on his knee proposing to this 3-year-old's mom, and they're recording the entire thing, he just walks over, drops trow, and starts going number one.
Hell yeah.
I'm up the outside.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I love you with all my heart. I want you to wear the shirt.
Seriously. We're serious right now.
Oh, my God, he's peeing. Are you serious?
The video's up on DaveMahoney.com, but aw.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's way better than just a normal proposal video.
Also, you know, if she, you know, obviously she wasn't mad about it or anything like that. But I mean, if you've already got a 3-year-old together, do you gotta put that one on Facebook? Like that we're filming this proposal.
Like, to make it special.
We've already had a kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have a friend.
But I mean, if your kid starts peeing halfway through the proposal, like, you're definitely putting that on Facebook then, right?
I feel like he, Dad, I gotta go pee, and then that's when he drops down.
Yeah.
Like, he could have said, okay, I'm gonna go help you pee first.
And then I'll come right
and
back.
And then I'll come back.
His mind is, like, not even
anywhere else.
I smell a fish.
No, that's urine.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So, Mahoney, I have some good news.
What's that?
It's not our fault that we gamble too much.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. I don't. That's the end of that story.
End of the story.
End of the story.
All right, on to the next one. No. There is a drug called Abilify. You ever heard of that?
Uh-uh.
I feel like I have.
So it's a drug that a lot of people use to combat things like bipolar disorder and schizophrenia and depression and autism spectrum disorder. So lots of stuff it's used for. And the Japanese drug developer put on the Canadian and European labels in 2012 that it could lead to compulsive behavior, including compulsive gambling.
Ooh.
Yes. And in 2012, they put that on the Canadian and European labels about pathological gambling, but not in the U.S. until January of 2016. And so five people from Northern Nevada are suing the manufacturer and the distributors of the prescription drug, saying Abilify caused them to gamble their ass off and lose everything.
That's right. That seems like a likely story.
Hey, you know
not
what?
Not a string of bad judgments back to back.
No. If your jackpot comes via a pharmaceutical company as opposed to that slot machine that you were playing constantly, good on you.
You still hit. I imagine a lot of the casino chefs like sprinkle a little on that.
Yeah, just a little dash of Abilify.
Little dash. Bam! Pow! Salt Bay it up.
So the average person will spend $448 on drunk shopping this year.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah, according to a new study. We'll spend about almost $2,000 on booze for the year. $1,901. But
that seems low.
They're saying that drunk shopping has actually increased almost more than twofold, actually, from last year, $206. And it's because I think it's just so much more prevalent. So many more people are shopping online.
Buying now. I mean, I've got the Nike sneakers app on my phone and, like the impulse buying.
Man. That is so bad.
At the touch of one button, boom, new pair of Jords come to the house.
The dash button from Amazon now, too.
I have
more laundry detergent. I'm hammered. Bam, two laundry detergents.
I have the Sephora app. That's horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or like Free People. Like, I just have like the direct apps and I'll just go through it and I'm like, ooh, I want this one.
Do you do it when you're drunk?
I've done it when I was drunk, always, yeah.
Do you do more tired or drunk shopping, do you think? Because I find myself laying in bed at night if I can't sleep. I'm always like...
Really?
I'll end up going to like Amazon or something else. Some ad will pop up on Instagram and I'll go down a rabbit hole just to see what it's about. And, and talk myself into buying something I 100% don't need.
That's tired or is that board shopping? Well,
it's not your fault. I mean, it suggested that item.
Yeah.
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 Amazon
based
knows
on your interests.
Yes. And based on what other people have purchased with that bag of dog treats you just purchased.
Oh, that 4-gallon jar of lube. I gotta make sure my car's running clean.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What's something that you did at work that probably should have gotten you fired? We have an anonymous call this morning who used to work at CBS Radio.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How long ago was this?
This is late 90s.
Oh, so this is before any of us were here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is back in the groovy 106.5 station.
Okay. Oh, the old, what was that? Was it actually called groovy? I thought it was, classy?
Sunny.
Okay.
So you worked at the radio station, and what was your job?
I started, doing remote setups, and I finally got my break doing board ops overnight.
Uh-huh.
And, I was just out of high school, and I just kind of dozed off, woke up about 2.5 hours later, just dead air.
There was 2.5 hours of dead air?
Dead air. And, man, I thought as soon as everybody came in the morning, I was done. Didn't hear nothing.
Nobody noticed.
Isn't that the best?
What time did it happen? Do you remember?
Probably like 1 a.m. to about maybe, I don't know, 3:45.
Yeah. So I have a similar story. I've worked for X107.5 for,
13, 14 years now? Yeah.
A long time. And back in like the mid-2000s, we used to run this like mashup show. Remember when mashups and new metal were like,
it's like, we're going to put together a hip-hop song in Linkin Park and we're going to play it in the club and it's going to be awesome.
I forget what the name of the show was. It wasn't like DJ Lethal, but it was somebody along those lines. We were playing this
Executioners were really big at the time, if you remember them.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was something ridiculous. DJ Muggs from Cypress Hill. That's who it was. Yep. And it was called Mashup Radio. And we had to play it off two CDs. It would come every week in two CDs. Uh-huh. And what I would do, and they were like 40 minutes long, I'd put it in, and then I would set the alarm on my phone, and I would go sleep because I was working like doubles back to back to back to back. And I was, you know, back when I used to work. It was getting very little sleep. And one day I just couldn't take it anymore. So I set the alarm on my phone and went to the jock lounge to lay down. And my alarm did not go off.
Oh, no.
And I wake up, and the lines are just lit up. The station had been off the air for about 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, shoving the other CD, put it back on.
Anonymous, you'll appreciate this. So when Mahoney was got the opportunity to move down to San Diego, and what year was that?
2007, 2008, yeah.
So when he had got the opportunity to move down to San Diego, he was convinced that he was going to be rich and that it was going to be the opportunity.
I was quadrupling my salary, man.
No, it's significant, right?
But I didn't realize that it was, you know,
San Diego, and it's five times as expensive.
Yeah,
there.
Four times. Yeah.
So really.
Well, so he thought that he was going to be rich and that this was the opportunity, a break of a lifetime. And so he went down there. And, you know, worked for a year and then got fired and came back. The problem was, is that he...
I didn't get fired.
Uh-huh, yeah, whatever.
I was laid off. The economy was bad, Dave.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. the problem was, right before he left, he revealed all of the terrible things that he had done here at X107.5 over the years as kind of like a last laugh. Like, you know, everyone was having a good time with
it. Oh, we were drunk as hell. Yeah, we were all
having
the Griffin.
Yeah, we're having some drinks, having a good time. And he came clean to our boss at the time and just told him everything. And again, you know, he thought it was funny because... Mahoney was going on. And, you know, until like 11 months later, Mahoney's like, can I have a job back? That was good stuff, man. Thanks for the call today. We appreciate you.
All right, guys.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What's something that you did at work that probably should have gotten you fired? This one is also anonymous. Lots of anonymous ones today.
And
I enjoy this. So this one says, I work at a popular strip property. I won't say which one, but my job is that I'm a forklift driver. And one time we had a big art display coming in. And so there was a whole bunch of pieces of art that I was supposed to unload from a truck with the forklift.
Oh, no.
Well, I was in the middle of a serious game of Candy Crush. And I got distracted and dropped a whole crate full of expensive, quote, priceless art. Ruined three paintings, not exactly sure which ones or what the value of them was, but let's just say my boss none too pleased.
Oh, of course not.
Priceless
See,
art.
See, I...
No big deal. Gotta get
I'd probably do
crush.
The same thing because I'd be distracted by my Sailor Moon gem drop, which is basically similar to Candy Crush.
Yeah.
I mean... Destroying art is a Las Vegas pastime. Tradition. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, Steve Wynn putting elbows
through a Rembrandt. Is that what it was? Yeah,
something like that.
Now, all of a sudden, that doesn't seem so bad. X107.5, good morning, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
So, I worked, I don't work there anymore, thankfully, but I used to work at this pretty popular car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right after I had turned 21, so I had plenty of crazy nights out. Plus, they made us work Saturdays, which is just awful. And I would come into work fairly hungover, and in the car dealership in the shop, they have the lift for the cars to go up, so I would have one of the guys put me up in the air, and I would just pass out and be MIA for probably about 2 to 3 hours.
They would lift you up in a car, and you'd sleep in there?
Yeah, they'd be working on the car underneath while I'm up there passed out.
That is such a boss move. And then if somebody happens to walk into the maintenance area, they're like, "Where's Anonymous?" And they're like, "Oh, she's just checking the interior of the car.
Yeah,
making some adjustments."
Yeah, they'd make up stories like, "Oh, I just saw her. She was walking to the bathroom." Like, "Oh, you just missed her." And then they'd bring me down like, "Hey, so and so's looking for you."
How long did you work at that job?
About 2.5 years.
Wow,
not bad.
Good run.
You must be attractive.
I wasn't the only one doing it, though. That's the bad thing.
Because it seems like the sort of thing where, like, all of the guys in the garage are, like, the hot 21-year-olds. Like, I want to take a nap. They're like, "I got you, girl."
But I think it's cool that her coworkers got her back.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. All right, thanks for the call today. I appreciate you. A couple of more that have to do with drinking. Brian said, at my old job, I went out with some coworkers the night before until about 4 a.m. and showed up the next day about 2 hours late and super hungover. I may have still been drunk, LOL. Ooh. But if you go out with all of your coworkers, they can't fire everyone, right? It's sort of like in those movies where there's a ninja with a sword surrounded by people. You're like, if we all attack at once, he can't kill everyone.
But then he does.
And then, whoops. Ivan, the blind Mexican, said, still remember going on your show several years ago to play music. I was supposed to go to work afterwards, but somebody decided to take me out to a bar before my work because they heard me on this awesome morning show. Well, that's very nice of you to say. Long story short, I showed up at work drunk and high as a kite and stabbed my arm with a tool. Again, he's blind. And got sent home with 19 stitches. Didn't even notice a chunk of my skin was dangling off my wrist until my supervisor saw it from a mile away.
Oh, dude.
You know, I mean.
Dang, Ivan.
You are impaired visually or under the influence of things, maybe, you know.
And just that combination.
Don't operate heavy machinery?
That combination's bad.
Andrew said, customer's wife asked if any of us knew where her husband went. I responded with, he said something about the strip club and a whole lot of money. Needless to say, I was not allowed back on that project. And listen to this shakedown. So Sean on Twitter, at David Mahoney, said, I was selling pot out of the pizza place that I worked at over the counter. No chill. Should have been fired. Instead, the regular manager wanted an ounce a month and said he'd shut up. Worked out great for 2 years.
An ounce a month. That's a ton of weed.
Yeah, man. That's some straight also, Tony Soprano stuff, man.
Also, what... Did you order a pizza and it would be in the box? I'm curious how that went down.
Oh no.
What happened?
This one says I crashed my big boss's brand new truck when I worked at Gold and Silver Pawn. So like Rick Harrison or something?
Yeah.
He sent me to pick up his lunch and I crashed his truck. Good times.
Oh man.
Dang.
It's a boss's car.
I'll give you about $5 for it.
Yeah.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, what's something that you did at work that you probably should have been fired for? Anonymous no more. Marissa joining us. What's up, Marissa?
Hi, good morning. I used to work at one of the strip hotels, mm-hmm. and part of working on a strip is that you always got to work New Year's. So our shift would end at 11. We'd usually just stay and hang out until midnight to watch the fireworks from the roof. So some of my other coworkers and I come around like 9, 10 o'clock. We'd sneak out to the bar and get drinks, put them in those little coffee cups, and go back to our desks and start drinking.
You were working at the front desk and you were just pounding liquor out of a coffee cup?
Well, we worked at the front desk, but we worked in the back office.
So whatever. It's
you fine. Can't see. Like, no one can see you. Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk were you?
Usually by like 10:30, we were pretty tipsy.
Yeah.
So our boss would be like, what's in those cups? And they're like, oh, it's just coffee. It's just juice.
This is coffee.
So we had a sneaking suspicion that she might have known what's up. But,
of course she did.
She was pretty cool. But yeah, we worked there for about 3 years, so we did that every year.
Good for you. That's
fun.
Way to liven it up. And by the way, if you're a tourist and you're coming in and you're checking into a hotel at 10:30 on New Year's Eve, you can't be mad if the people at the front desk are a little drunk.
Yeah.
No.
You're like, come on, guys. We got 90 minutes till
who's
the ball drops.
Who's checking in at 10:30 on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Marissa.
A lot of people, really?
Yeah. See ya. Daniel joining us from Henderson. What's up?
Yeah, I ended up sleeping with my company's vice president's daughter.
You monster. Yeah, so
boy.
How old were you at the time?
I was 25.
And how old was she?
She was 25.
Okay, so I mean, it's not like...
She was like super old.
No, it's not like she was 18 or 19
super
and you
young.
Were like 36. Yeah. You know, that would have been a little creepy. But did the boss find out?
He did. He found out the next day.
How did he find out the next day?
She's like, man, Daniel just rocked my world last night, Dad.
Whew, he needs a raise.
Yeah, wow,
he
a raise.
We were at a corporate meeting back on the East Coast, and we were all staying at the same hotel. And we had a meeting the next morning in the lobby, and she came walking down.
What did he say?
Nothing. It was next year at the next year same meeting. He came up to me and said, stay away from my daughter this year.
Wow.
Oh, ouch.
He let that stew for a year?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know. You got to be...
Years later.
I would have fired you on the spot and made you walk home to the East Coast.
Man. If a dad is like holding it in for like a year...
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do.
I don't know, man.
Because the moment you tell me I can't do it...
I'm going to do it.
I want to do it doubly now.
So, okay. A couple of more questions. Was it just a one-time thing or did you guys develop some sort of relationship or become like friends with benefits? Or was this something that was ongoing or just a one-stop?
No, it was a one-time thing because it was at an annual meeting back on the East Coast. And he invited her out with the group of guys.
Oh, so she's in.
Oh, so okay. It's his fault now. All right.
She was a waitress at the local restaurant back in Pennsylvania. And so I think he wanted her to get the big tip.
Okay, so hold on. That changes everything. So she lived back in Pennsylvania And yeah, so she, yeah. I thought she like worked at the company
yeah,
with
that's
you.
What
I,
oh, that's no. what it sounded like.
You dirty dog.
She was a waitress, and there were 15 guys, so I think he took us out to her place so she would get the big tip. And
yeah, well.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Am I right?
Sorry, here's 15%.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
There's lots of bad news out there in 2018, but there's also a lot of good news going on, and that's what this feature is all about. For example, this one just came in. This is a text message, and this is quite good news. It says, "What's up, Ian? Glad to see that you made it through your birthday weekend, as did I, barely.
Nice.
Not a single death associated with a birthday weekend that we're aware of.
That's good.
Connected to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Isn't that nice?
That's where we're setting the bar at right now?
So far, yes.
Okay. Nobody died. Nobody all died. Right.
That's not bad.
That's a win. That's okay. a win.
That's a W. You got right people there. Living.
It's supposed to be an inspirational
that
segment.
That is inspirational.
People.
How about this one? Last Monday, a shoplifter in Toronto was caught stealing an outfit, but after they did some digging, the very nice Canadian police realized he was actually stealing the clothes because he needed them for a job interview.
Aww.
When the constable arrived to arrest him, he was moved by the 18-year-old story and decided, I'm going to buy you those clothes instead. Now the officer revealed that the young man got the job and is going to begin work next week. He was apprehended last week by Walmart employees attempting to shoplift clothes for the job interview. The teenager told the officer that his father was sick and the family had suffered difficult times financially as a result. The constable reports that the teenager again starts his new job as of today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that great?
You think he's going to steal from that job he just got?
No. No, he's stealing Walmart because he wants to do something good. Like, he's going to dress up for his interview.
You believed him? Suckers.
Come on.
He got the job.
Wow. This is supposed to be a feel-good segment.
Why are
you being sour? It's a good story.
Get some feel-good stories, not a story
about some
suckers.
That is a feel-good story.
How about this? Right here in Las Vegas, a woman by the name of Terry Rupp is training 4 days a week for the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Marathon that's going to happen in November.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why that's special is because she actually has optic nerve atrophy, which means that she is almost totally legally blind.
Oh, wow.
And it's possible that she'll completely lose her sight. Since she was diagnosed at 2 years old, she has struggled with self-worth, she said. Then her daughter was also diagnosed with the optic nerve problem, and she remains strong and positive for her daughter. Now, Terry is the president of the National Federation of the Blind here in Nevada. She teaches Braille at the Blind Center, blogs during her free time, and there's a nonprofit as well that she's involved with that's helping to train athletes with disabilities, and she has decided to link up with this organization called Achilles Las Vegas.
Okay.
And so they are training her for this marathon, even though she is legally blind.
I love that.
She has a dream of running a marathon.
Wow.
Which sounds like a nightmare to most people, but she dreams of it, so good for her. Well, it's amazing.
If you could run, could you imagine, though? 24, what is that? 24.2? 24, how many miles is it?
26.2.
26.2?
Yeah.
It's a lot of miles.
A lot of miles.
It's a lot of miles. You think she knows Ivan the Blind Mexican?
Probably.
Think Ivan's going to do that?
Ivan's definitely not going to do that.
I would pay him $100 if he ran the rock and roll marathon.
Double that? $200 on the table for you.
$200, Ivan.
$220.
$220. Thank you, Ian.
Wow.
$240.
Waiting on that one.
Wow.
What?
Wait, really, really, really?
Sylvia doesn't like Mexican people. That's why, Ivan. That's what's going on here.
I love Mexican people.
I'm just kidding. You're Mexican.
All right. Yeah, you know.
So a local nonprofit is providing free dental services for women in Henderson. Isn't that nice? A nonprofit provides free dental service for women. Dress for Success Southern Nevada helps women build their careers and achieve economic stability. I lost my filling almost 2 years ago. One woman said that she had to put it off because sometimes you just can't afford that dental coverage if there's other expenses. Sunstone Dental Care held the event in Henderson this past week, and they helped provide free dental services for women.
I love that, man. You know, the helping people who need help. That is, you know, it's something like you don't have to do it. Nobody's telling you to do it. But people who have a need and they want to help them get back on their feet. And there's nothing worse than having a pain in your mouth that you can't fix because you don't have the money for it.
Right. Every time you eat, you have to chew on one side of the mouth. We've all been there.
How do you sleep? You know, how if
depends
you've
on
got,
out of it, sure. Yeah.
It could seriously affect that. So good on those guys out at Sunstone.
A loyal Yorkshire Terrier stayed with a missing 3-year-old girl in a dense cornfield in Missouri all night and heroically led a search party to them with a, quote, weak bark, authorities said.
A Yorkie? Oh. A Yorkie saved a toddler?
Yeah. Yeah. Remy Merritt and her dog, Fat Heath, had gone missing Thursday night, and they triggered a desperate search that brought in some 150 volunteers. But wow. If you can imagine, a three-year-old girl in a cornfield in Missouri, no way that you're going to see her.
Never.
It wasn't until Fat Heath responded to barks from one of the search dogs that rescuers ended the 12-hour ordeal and found Remy and her trusty companion, Fat Heath. The search lasted for more than 3 hours and occurred a quarter mile from Remy's home. Fat Heath and Remy, although they'd been bitten by some mosquitoes and were a little dehydrated, were in good shape.
How the hell does a toddler get a quarter mile away from the house?
Because, like, she's chasing
the dog. She right, Fat Heath?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Have you ever texted somebody the wrong conversation? You know, it happens all the time, right? But when it's a really embarrassing topic or something that maybe you shouldn't be saying, it's privileged information, it can be pretty bad pretty quick.
It happens every once in a while. Like, one time I sent a good guy friend, I can't remember the exact thing, but I ended up with Sweetie. Because it was supposed to be for my boyfriend.
Oh.
So it was like,
no.
Oh, something. Okay, I'll talk to you later, sweetie. Or like, honey, or something like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then I'm like, I realized, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're not my honey.
Mm-hmm. Happened to me yesterday. I was, walking out of a casino, and all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up, and I'm getting like 4, 5, 6, 7 text messages at the same time. And I'm like, what is going on here? And I look down, and it's obviously somebody that I know very well who will remain nameless.
Oh my God.
They're talking trash about somebody's kid. It's just going on and on about how the kid looks like they have fetal alcohol syndrome, and then they like set a diagram of like their face, and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, whose kid is that? And then she goes, oh my God, oops. I thought I was texting somebody else.
Oh my.
She's like, I'm glad at least you're soulless too, so I don't have to worry about it. I'm like, nope, I'm screenshotting all this, putting it up on social media myself.
Uh-huh.
But hilarious. It made me think about, you know, how sometimes you can text somebody the wrong thing, and if it is in fact the wrong person,
it's just embarrassing.
It can go wrong very quickly.
It happens more often than you would think, because for whatever reason, our brain wants to screw with us. Like, if you're talking trash about a certain person, so that person's already on your mind, or it's in your subconscious, because you're saying something,
and you're sort
about
of half
them.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
And then the moment you realize that the text message is going through to that person, everything goes in slow motion. You're like,
no. I always like Google like how to like stop a text.
I
think
like,
you have
I
to like
throw my phone into a toilet immediately.
I think you like put it on airplane mode or something.
No,
like,
there's nothing you can.
Like,
if it's sent,
on
it's
Google.
Sent. Yeah,
there needs to be a send recall though. Like that needs to 100% like
you only get like
be.
2 a month. But you can blow up any text message that you send.
Yeah. Just, like the Mission Impossible music starts playing.
Juan on Twitter said, my wife and I were dating, and I texted her, I love you, baby, but I texted each letter separately to be annoying and cute. Well, my phone was crap, and instead it delayed the B, and it said, I love you, Abby, which was the name of my ex.
No.
Oh, my God. Or is this an elaborate cover-up even years later?
All these years later,
No, baby, I sent it to the morning show. They know. That was what I meant.
Steph also on Twitter said, I took a pic of my son's dad and my current boyfriend. We'd all become friends, and we were on the football field. We were standing together, and I snapped a pic and sent it to my two girlfriends. Well, I actually sent it to my ex instead. The caption said, my sperm donor and the dude trying to get at me. Luckily, my ex laughed about it.
Oh, my God. My sperm donor.
Well, you know, I mean, it's accurate. It is accurate.
Going to the Centennial Toyota text line. This one said that she had a very conservative and church-going uncle who is a pastor, and she texted him, hey, did you take that vape pen with my weed in it out of my glove box? It was meant for my brother. He told me I needed to get right with Jesus.
I mean, it's legal now, though. It's legal now. So.
Yeah, but if it's like a conservative uncle and he's like really like,
it's
religious.
It's legal now, you know? So, I mean, I'm sure they would approve.
My boyfriend texted his best friend, can't wait to blank your mouth when I get home. Instead of sending it to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Oh, boy. What do y'all want to start with? Some thieving or a fight?
Start with a fight.
Yeah. All right, a fight. This one is a doozy. An unruly man was apparently upset because he didn't get an umbrella and a chair on a beach. And so he started to yell at a police officer that was patrolling that beach. And some other guy said, hey, shut the F up and sit down. At which point the guy lost his mind and the two elderly gentlemen started beating the crap out of each other.
Oh.
Here's the audio.
Everybody shut up. Just shut up and sit down. Jesus Christ, you think you're going to rob you? They did. No, they didn't. They didn't give you a chair and an umbrella. You've got everything else. You can shut the up and sit down.
Or we can discuss it more differently.
Stop it!
Hey, man, don't mess with my chair and my umbrella. I'm all sauced up on Foster's.
How are you gonna fight when you've got that smooth jazz playing in the background, man?
It's such a relaxing environment otherwise, and this guy just went ham. All right, so on to some thieving, all right?
Okay.
This, a couple of guys, geniuses, I'm sure, they decided they were going to break into a house, but they weren't going to do it the conventional way. Not through a door, not through a window. No. They were going to go through the bathroom floor.
What?
So the homeowner, Timothy Burnham, told News 3 that he came home around 5 p.m. to find an enormous hole in the floor of the bathroom, and the entire safe full of guns was missing, and there was thousands of dollars worth of damage to the house. So this is one of those houses that have a crawl space underneath it. Okay. They crawled underneath the house and then just decided to punch a hole up wherever, and they ended up being in the bathroom, and they continued to punch up through the bathroom.
Yeah.
They got into the house that way and then stole the guy's safe and carried it over to the hole in the bathroom floor and scooted the safe out underground and took off.
That seems like a lot of work.
It does.
A lot of
work,
man.
I mean, because you have to make the hole big enough for the safe.
Yeah.
But ingenuity. I mean, they get definite points for ingenuity on that one. I mean, much, much better than just kicking in a door, right?
All right, so I got some hanky-panky for you. Officers arrived at a Palm Bay location in lovely Florida, and we're speaking with the individuals who were in the back of the vehicle. There was two individuals. One was 26 years old. He told police that him and his girlfriend were smoking marijuana and having relations in the vehicle.
Yeah, seems about right.
While speaking with the officers, the cops noticed, wait a minute, there's a whole bunch of other drugs here.
Oh, no.
They removed him and his girlfriend to conduct a cause search inside the vehicle. They found a powdery substance. He said, it's not mine. It belongs to a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. My friend left this here.
Even though it was in the rear of the vehicle where he was sitting. And the, surprise, surprise, the green leafy substance didn't test positive for cannabis. The white powdery substance. Any guesses?
Sugar?
No. Cocaine.
Not sugar. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Powdered sugar? Ooh, powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But it always gets on your shirt when eating like a funnel cake, man.
Or like a powdered donut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't have that. So this accident took place in the Washington, D.C. area, and it spread into Maryland, where the Maryland State Police got involved. A guy got into a vehicle. Then proceeded to get into a small fender bender, an accident.
Okay.
The woman who was driving the other car got out and was trying to observe the damage, at which point the guy thought, I got to get the hell out of here. Best way to do that is by running over this chick.
Oh, no.
And so he goes to run her over.
Oh, my God.
And she says, hell no, you ain't running me over. Jumps on the hood of his car.
Oh, no.
And he takes off speeding down the road while she's clinging to the hood of the vehicle. He decides, I'm going to smash into another vehicle.
Oh, my God.
To try to get her off. Doesn't work. Chick's what? Like, oh, hell no, you didn't. He ends up getting arrested, but she is
she okay?
Total badass. Yeah, she's like the Terminator.
Like,
man.
Does she have like metal claws? Like, how do you stay on the hood of a car after you get into another fender?
Unreal, man.
She probably has like those stiletto nails.
Yes.
This is like a little kitty.
Yeah. And last but not least, this one has to do with some thieving just up the road from us in Utah. Thieves made off with three $80,000 Teslas by breaking into the dealership and stealing the fobs. The master plan started to fall apart, though, when the cops arrived on the scene. One guy claimed that a family member had died and left them all of his stuff. Two of the other thieves said, no, 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 no. Mr. Tesla said it's okay if we take these vehicles.
Was it Nikola Tesla?
Well, while police were searching for clues and the other perp that had gotten away with the vehicle, a 27-year-old female drove by in the other stolen Tesla. Trying to observe what was going on with her buddies. Again, she was in a stolen vehicle driving by the scene of the crime while the police were looking for clues. And here's where it really gets awesome. The Tesla promptly ran out of battery juice and the car died about an eighth of a mile away. So they're like, is that a stolen Tesla? And it just goes.
No.
They slowly walked over and apprehended the 27-year-old female. And that is today's Redneck Report, y'all.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is the meanest thing that a kid has ever said to you? Or maybe it was your kid that said something mean. Mahoney and I were participating in Nevada Reading Week, and we went up to John Bonner Elementary School in Summerlin.
Yeah.
And we were reading to all the kids in different classes. Mm-hmm. And this was our final class of the day. It was a kindergarten class. And we walked in. Little girl turns around and goes, look, there's two big fat guys here. We're like, all right, we get it. We thought it was hilarious.
We did think it was funny.
But the question is, has that ever happened to you? Here's one for you. This one comes from 310. I was sitting with my brother, parents, and nephew eating dinner when my brother asked me, have you thought about hitting the gym? I asked, is that a fat joke? And my nephew, who was 3 at the time, turned straight to me and said, you're a fat joke.
Oh my God.
Where did they learn this?
Whoa.
You're a fat joke.
That is a sick burn.
That is awesome.
Oh. Wow. I even felt that.
That is just cold-blooded, man.
Here's another one. I was at Walmart with my friend who happens to be big and Chinese, and a little kid saw him and yelled to his mom, look, mama, it's Kung Fu Panda.
Oh.
His mom just had this mortified look on her face. So we recently had a house guest, uh-huh. my wife and I, somebody mm-hmm. visiting from out of town, mm-hmm. who shall remain nameless.
Okay.
Young lady, you know, in her mid-30s,
yep.
is my guess, mid to late 30s. And my daughter, who is 2, we're all sitting on the couch, like, watching TV. And my daughter goes over to her, and I'm like, please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. And she takes her finger and pokes her stomach and goes, belly, belly. And then she goes, mama, baby.
Oh, no.
And I'm just sitting there like.
My God.
I just slowly start turning up the volume on the TV. I'm like, I can't even, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh. She's not pregnant, right? Just to,
no.
Oh.
No.
Just to.
Well, if she is, she sure drinks like a fish. another one here just came in from 702. I am a school bus driver, and once a kid told me I should kill myself because all I accomplished with my life was being a school bus driver.
Dude, that is so mean.
That is horrible.
That sort of thing, like, sticks with you. You're like, hey, man.
And if you're a cool bus driver, like, I can still remember my bus driver from, like, elementary and middle school, Mr. Thomas. He always let us listen to the radio station in St. Louis that we wanted to.
Yeah.
He was cool as hell.
Cool as hell,
I can't
man.
Remember half of my teachers, but I remember Mr. Thomas.
Another one just came in. Me and my son were wearing the same Star Wars shirt.
That's sweet.
His classmate said, I'm too old to be wearing a Star Wars shirt. Kid, you don't even know about the first 3 episodes.
Man, kid, you don't even know about Jar Jar.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is the meanest thing that a kid has ever said to you? Or maybe if you have a kid, the rudest thing that your kid has ever said to somebody else. This one comes in from 702. I'm a 40-year-old guy, and I'm only 5'6". So people would always tease me about my height, but it never bothered me. I was even shorter in high school, and my 2 best friends were 6'4" and 6'5", so I'd walk down the hallway with them, and between them, and they would look like they were my bodyguards. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple years ago, I was walking in a Target parking lot, and a dad pushing his probably 3-year-old son in the shopping cart walks by me, and the kid points to me and goes, ha, Dad, look at the short man. Thank you, random 3-year-old, for reminding me about my horrible youth.
Hey, you know what, 3-year-old? You're only like 3 foot tall, so deal with it.
He's going to grow, though.
You don't know that. I mean, if you keep, you know, karma, man, you keep making fun of short people.
During Halloween, my little cousin used to call me a whore instead of saying I was scary. It sounded like she was just calling me a whore.
Well, they don't know how to enunciate yet.
Brittany from North Las Vegas. Hello, Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What about you? What's the meanest thing a kid ever said to you?
So I was at a Halloween party, and I'm only like 20, and a family friend has a son who has the mentality of, you know, like a 3-year-old. And so he turns, and it's in front of everybody, and he looks at me and goes, what happened to your face? And I have like acne scarring, and he was just like, what happened to you? In front of everybody. And my boyfriend just sits next to me and looks at me, and he's just like, Oh my God, I am so sorry.
That is just
mean.
Oh my
God.
It's just mean.
It was definitely an interesting experience, and I just didn't know how to react to that. I was like, how do you tell them?
I just like to subtly knock over their drink while looking them directly in the eye. Oh, you wanted that milk?
Yeah.
Sorry, kid.
All right, Brittany, thanks for the call today. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. So there was a kid that wasn't saying something mean, but was doing something mean at Walmart. I was there in the toy section. I was picking something up. And it was for like a baby shower or something my wife had to mm-hmm. go to. And this kid had like one of those, not like the soft ones, but like the hard bouncy balls. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And he thought it was hilarious to run around and throw it at people's junk. And his mom wasn't stopping it. So he would just walk up to people and go, bow.
So she would see everything?
No, she wasn't really paying attention. Okay. I don't even know where she was. But this kid was walking around, and I saw him do it to three different people. Just walked directly up, and you know, one of them he really got. The other two he sort of missed.
Yeah.
But he thought it was hilarious to do it. I'm like, do you tell the kid to stop, or do you just... For me, I was like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
I don't want
to
risk it.
You weren't going to try to deflect it?
No. I can't take that chance. Here's one. My 6-year-old brother started watching The Cosby Show when we didn't have cable. Anytime that an African American friend of mine would come over, he would call them his favorite Cosby.
Oh my God.
Oh. Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Tell us about the last time that you fell asleep at work, or maybe you caught a coworker that was snoozing on the job. We got some funny ones coming in on the Centennial Toyota text line as well. I was working at Hallmark, and a new hire came in on her first day. She was supposed to watch a video about the history of Hallmark. I went back to check on her to see how she was doing, and she was asleep.
Oh.
I understand it's not a very exciting video to watch, but it had only been 10 minutes since the video started, and it was her first day. Justin joining us from Pahrump. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how's it going?
So you fell asleep on the job, huh?
Oh, no, it wasn't me. When I was mining up in Elko and went into the shifter shack to go ahead and get some supplies, some paint and whatnot, and it's always a joke about, you know, if you get your boots painted, you know, I mean, you fell asleep because you were dumb enough to not be paying attention. Well, walked in the shack, there's my shifter in there snoozing away with his feet up on the desk.
Wait, your supervisor was in there sleeping and you decided to paint his boots?
Yep, painted him pink. And yeah, he was embarrassed as hell when we came out at the end of the day and his boots were painted pink.
Did they ever drop the dime that who did it to him?
I never said a word.
My man. Thanks for the call. Awesome. Chuck joining us from UMC. What's up, Chuck?
Not a whole lot. Just sitting in my work truck right now. And one day, I'm a project superintendent, and it was one of those days when I'm in the truck and passed out and had the owner of the company cruise up and caught me sleeping in the truck.
Oh, no. Oh.
What did he, like, knock on the window? What happened?
Yeah, he knocked on the window. My feet went up in the dashboard, and, I felt a little embarrassed, but, slap on the wrist, and I guess that's going to put that raise off a little further.
Ah, dang.
Are you still with the same company?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's a cool owner, though, if he didn't fire you on the spot.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, wake up, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
There's times I'm working, 18-hour shifts. So.
Oh, man.
No, he's understanding.
Yeah, you deserve a little snooze if you're on 18 hours. Anna joining us from East Las Vegas.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
So this is about you sleeping, huh?
Yeah, so I used to rent out an executive suite down in Henderson.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot of empty offices, and sometimes a girl needs a nap.
Did you have a nap in office?
I had a nap, a 2-hour nap.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Did anybody catch you, or was this just
they were banging on the door.
Oh, no.
Anna, wake up. Are you in there?
There's like, a fire.
I was in a meeting. I was doing a conference call. I had my headphones on. What?
Oh, smart. Smart.
They're like, where are your headphones? You're like, I ate them.
Yeah, my hair was like a mess. My eyes were all red. It was not the business.
That's great. Thanks for the call
today.
That
was the first time, though.
Oh, wait, there's more?
Another time.
Okay, yeah sure.
I fell asleep, so I went into work a little early because I was hungover, so I went straight to work after partying.
Oh, no.
And I parked, you know, in my lot, and I'm in my truck, and, you know, I was like, I'm going to fall asleep real quick. My boss is calling me, where are you? My parents are calling me, where are you? I'm like, I'm in the parking lot. What time is it? Oh, it's just 11. I start work at 8, guys.
Oh my gosh. And then you go in just reeking of booze.
Yeah, basically.
There's nothing worse than falling asleep in your car in the middle of the day and then waking up and you're just drenched in sweat and you're like, where am I? What time is it? You're so confused.
Dave and I used to have a little thing worked out back in the day when the show first started, like 2009, when we would do our nights out at Revolver at the Santa Fe Station, if anybody remembers those wonderful,
treacherous nights,
magical evenings that those were. That went until, I want to say that went until midnight.
11 or midnight.
Yeah, it was like 11 or something. And, you know, obviously, you know, I was single back in those days, so I wasn't ready to leave right at 11, so I would end up staying. And I lived all the way in Mountains Edge, which at the time I thought was, you know, it was a much further from the station than it is now. Right. You know, we moved stations. So I knew there's no way I'm getting up early, so I would drive to the parking lot and then sleep in the parking lot. And Dave would have to, like, come over. Well,
hey, man. It's time to get up. You're like, huh? It's time to get up.
We got a radio show to do. And I'm like, oh, screw it.
I've been up all night doing prep.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.